Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, we are back and we're talking about scary stories in real estate. And I'm Reba Haas.
I'm Eric Osnes.
So join us for some fun little ghoulish ideas of things that can go wrong, obviously.
And call us if you like. We're here toll-free, 866-712-1300. Call us with your scary house stories.
Yes, I love hearing these. Did you say that we have somebody who's on the line?
We might. I think our trusty call screener's looking at that
David,
right now.
David
Meanwhile,
Summers. Okay.
You want to hear my scary story?
Yes, please.
Actually, it's kind of a funny story. I sold a house to a person that was later to be known as the Hillbilly of Normandy Park. And this man and his wife,
okay,
she had a prosthetic leg, and and I heard this from my neighbor one night. They're in the backyard and they're having a drunken knockdown drag out fight.
Oh no!
And the husband got so mad that he grabbed his wife's leg and threw it over the fence into the neighbor's yard.
So, oh my gosh!
So a little while later, my neighbor gets a knock on the door, and here's this guy standing there saying, "Can I have my wife's leg back, please?"
Oh my goodness! Had they found it? Did they know?
Oh yeah, he saw it come flying over the fence. So yeah, just just a scary, scary thing, you know. But
that would be so distracting.
Yeah,
oh my God, there's a leg in our yard.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good. It's not good.
Well, at least it wouldn't be bloody.
Good heavens, no.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
Nothing like that. But
gross.
Yeah, it's just sitting, you know, minding your own business, and a leg comes flying over the fence. That's never, never, never good. So,
okay. Well,
yes.
I will say David brought up some other things that can be frightening, though, that can impact real estate. David mentioned that his neighbor had a fire.
Yes.
That may be arson. And that's scary right there.
I'd want to know about that. That's going on in the neighborhood, right?
Yeah. And that's definitely something that needs to be disclosed, is if your house, kind of like, you know, cars for accidents have Carfax.
Right.
You know, that brings up another good point. If there's water damage or fire damage typically to a home that requires an insurance claim, we haven't brought this up before. There's a thing called the CLUE report.
Yes.
Right?
Right, right.
And it's a comprehensive loss underwriting exchange. Right.
It's where insurance companies speak amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. And so they can see what kind of claims have been made. And because a fire obviously could be completely remodeled and redone and everything
and
looks
good.
Great.
As good as new. Right.
But there may be some things behind the walls that you don't know about. I've actually been in homes where portions of fire damage are still sitting there, and it's still a big question mark whether or not that was all done correctly. Just because some of the beams you see, and you're like, oh, what's this all about?
Absolutely.
And here's some melted material of the concrete, and what's going on?
And scary things.
And you don't know, because some of the homes around here, the history of them is quite long, right?
That's right.
So anyway, I just wanted to bring up the CLUE report too while we were talking about that, thinking about fire and water damage, because we were discussing that during the break. Also, did you have more?
Well, there's certain kind of terms that when you're looking at listings, if you're cruising online, you know, one of the ones that I always coach my loan officers to watch for is you'll see comments like, all the work has been done for you already. Just move on in, right? So
you can see that as a potential negative.
Well, some people think of that and they think, oh, fantastic. I don't have to do any of this.
Yeah,
a turnkey situation. In my brain, I'm thinking this home was a flip. And so somebody's bought this. It's a rundown foreclosed home. It has lots of issues and they're putting the proverbial lipstick on the pig. You know, so with a flip, actually, as a lender, we're very, very cautious and careful about those, especially if we see a significant increase in price from what a person paid for it a few months ago to what they're selling it for now.
Yeah, and the quality of work between flippers can be so amazingly
absolutely
fast and different, you know, for what they're doing and the skill sets and who they're hiring or if they're doing it themselves.
Oh, there's frightening things that go on. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not that we've both worked with people who do things like that. I've got a client right now who's buying property as investment and turning them over. but they're very specific about the materials, what kind of work they'll do, what they won't get into.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that as another business owner working with them.
Sure, sure.
That they're at least conscientious about it.
Yeah. But it's just another area where you just want to use a little bit of caution and, mm-hmm. and do some due diligence. Make sure you have a really, really good home inspection done on that property.
Yeah. If that flipper says, I want you to waive the Form 17, mm-hmm. walk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously. Well, I've seen them, though. A lot of the times, if it's a flipper, they're just going to check. There's three boxes on a Form 17 with all these questions. Well, yeah, yes, no.
I don't know. And finally, NA.
Right.
Yeah. But if they've just redone the wiring,
mm-hmm.
don't know. I mean, to me, that's just ridiculous. I get so annoyed with people who do that. It's like, really?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
You just touched every part of this house.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know.
You've been through it top to bottom. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that's baloney.
That's right. But, you know, I've seen things in even brand new homes, new construction homes, where we do an inspection and we find out that the toilet, you know, wasn't hooked up to the sewer line. Things like that happen even with brand new homes.
Oh, that's true. I actually was in a house where the line broke and the whole crawl space was just filled with sewage. It was disgusting.
Fun. Yeah, that's scary.
I know.
That's super scary.
Yeah, that is a scary one.
So,
and stinky.
Of course, our overall goal with this radio show is to inform people and get them excited about homes and everything. We don't want to scare everybody away.
But that brings up a good point of you need to do your due diligence, right? How do you get rid of the scary stuff?
Yeah,
and some of that
is
do a home inspection, get a sewer scope.
Absolutely. That's right. We'll kind of run that all through. Well, we have a caller on the line. Carl from Kenmore has a question. Welcome, Carl. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, this is actually the Normandy Park Hillbilly.
Good.
No, this is actually Carl from Kenmore.
That's fantastic.
How's your wife's leg?
I don't know.
Oh, good. That's okay.
I don't have any questions about ghosts or squirrels or any of that stuff, but I've got a friend that wants to move up here from Pocatello.
Oh, Pocatello, okay. Idaho?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pocatello? Mm-hmm. Pocaghetto. And he needs to, his job takes him kind of in the Bothell area, and he's looking for a home. And with traffic just being impossible here in the whole region, mm-hmm. and frankly, our politicians being so inept and actually doing what they should do to make traffic worse, which apparently is their goal. What's the best area to purchase to get the most property and the nicest house for your dollar? What would you recommend?
Very good question. I think there's some social aspects that have to do with that as well, though. For instance, what's your lifestyle dictate? How close are you to Dick's Drive-In? Do you like riding Harley Davidsons? Do you... you know, are there certain clubs that you like to go to or
commuting?
You're right. You know, what's the proximity to your favorite bartender? I mean, I can think of a dozen different
aspects. That last one you just mentioned.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a big one for me. Mm. How close am I to my favorite bartender?
Absolutely.
We probably should get him to call in.
We may have that lined up for an upcoming show here, but we don't want to divulge too much information. You know, this is all top secret.
Just thinking about just... commute, though, what would you recommend?
Well, what I didn't get from all of that, Carl, was you said they're coming here from Pocatello.
Right.
Looking to be in Bothell. Is that where they're looking to purchase, or is that where
his job takes him.
Okay.
So he probably, you know, he'd be willing to commute somewhere, you know, to get some decent home and decent square footage. And
well, there's a lot of new construction.
It's so horrific here.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of new construction going on in the Bothell area. So,
especially to the north and to the east of Bothell up Highway 9.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of that going on. And then from Linwood over, because if this is a downtown Bothell job, actually a lot of kind of the Linwood area all the way across through Bothell, Mill Creek, those would be potentially prime areas because there's a lot of new construction going on. In fact, I've been selling quite a few homes up that direction for folks, and even ones who are willing to put up with the notorious commuting that we have. A lot of those folks are even working in Bellevue and Seattle, but still willing to do it because they can get new construction at a reasonable price. So those homes are starting in the about low 400s and then going up from there up to about 700 in those areas. Because new construction in Seattle is starting
off
around
the chart.
It is. It's starting around 700 for a standalone home. But yeah, Bothell area is actually pretty prime if they're going to be working.
I'll agree. And if you are purchasing east of about Highway 9, there's the USDA loan. Mm. And this is a conventional loan with zero down and no monthly mortgage insurance on it.
Do you have to own a dairy cow?
That's kind of funny. We used to call it the farm loan, but the only condition is it can't be a farm. No farms for the farm loan program. But, it's called the USDA loan program, which is a little bit obscure. Not everybody knows about it or knows how to use it. But we have maps where we can tell you which neighborhoods and which areas are eligible.
Yeah. I know you keep saying Highway 9, but actually off Bothell Everett Highway.
Bothell Everett, yeah.
There's a lot right across there.
Anything if you kind of push east of there.
Mm-hmm.
So
makes sense.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for your help.
Thank you so much, Carl. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right. So, Reba, that was an interesting topic and buying the most home you can for the money wasn't very scary.
Yeah, you won't
scary,
get much
though.
Of a yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't get, well, that's the scary part is if you want a yard, you're not going to get one in the new construction.
I know we're not supposed to pick on the callers that call in, but I'm not sure that caller actually followed our instructions. We wanted scary house stories. And that was actually like a honest, legitimate question.
Well, we want those too. I don't know what's going on with you.
Well,
over there.
I'm just thinking we should grade this caller. What do you think? What do you want? What grade do you want to give him?
In terms of,
he did call in, so we're going to give him maybe we'll give him an A since he did call in.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's give him two A's, double A. How's that? So that ought to work. So
I'm holding back so many comments right now, really.
Yeah, I'm probably sure you. I'm sure you are. So
as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing we haven't covered yet of the spooky stories with real estate is zombie foreclosures.
Yeah.
Because we brought up the fires and water damage, and I will tell you, to Dave's point, actually fires often turn into zombie foreclosures.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When we come back. Zombie foreclosures here on KKOL 1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.